What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Amer Metwali, that's me, explains to you everything in Andrew Tate's Hustlers University for free. Now, for those of you who don't know who I am, I'm 42 years old. I've been on computers since the 80s. I've been online computer programming since the 90s, before Amazon was a thing. Everything that Andrew Tate talks about in Hustlers University, I've dabbled with. And I can tell for the vast majority of you guys out there, the bottom line is that you're really better off driving Uber than trying to make it big through Hustlers University. Now, I didn't buy Hustlers University for $50. Nobody's gonna go poor. I would suggest for those of you who are interested in it, give it a try. It might work for you. But for the vast majority of people out there watching this, Hustler University, you have a better chance making more money driving Uber and delivering pizza. So let's get right into it. Now, Andrew Tate claims you can make big money in a couple of different categories. The first category is stock and crypto, stock market and cryptocurrency. The second category he claims you can make a lot of money in is e-commerce, like drop shipping and private labels and affiliate marketing. The third category Andrew Tate talks about when it comes to making money would be freelancing, like going to a website like upwork.com, right? So I did all this stuff, and I am gonna tell you from my experience of well over 20 years how this is almost a pipe dream to the vast majority of you guys out there. Let me get the okay, I think this is a little bit better. You know, one of the reasons why I can do what I'm doing right now, guys, being at the beach like this, is because after 20 plus years of experimenting, I know what can make me do this. So this is why I'm telling you guys that at the end of the day, you're really better off driving Uber more than doing anything else. So let's get into some of the quick get rich schemes Andrew Tate has for you. The first scheme is stock market and cryptocurrency, okay? Now, when it comes to stock market and cryptocurrencies, guys, unless you get super duper lucky, for example, I have a cousin of mine out in Egypt. He got in on Bitcoin like back in 2013, 2014. He's a multimillionaire living big in Egypt. But if you're trying to get into cryptocurrency right now, you have long, long missed the boat, okay? Now, the reason why I'm looking all around like this, guys, is because I'm in the beach here in South Florida. You know, we got mullet, we got baitfish, high tide is coming in. Sharks are all over the place. Guys, I've seen sharks chase mullet right into the shore. These are small sharks. It's not like great whites or tiger sharks or anything like that. It's just that you know, just one small shark might think your foot is a freaking mullet and you end up losing your foot. So this is why I'm very close to the shore, as you guys can see, and I have my head on a swivel, because if I see a fin, I'm out, okay? So, going back to Hustlers University, okay? Cryptocurrency, guys, you have missed the boat on making money when it comes to cryptocurrency, okay? When it comes to the stock market, you've got to have insider information, okay? You guys remember when Andrew Tate got on Rumble, he started promoting Rumble. Rumble stock went up from a couple of dollars all the way up to $17 because of Andrew Tate. Trust and believe, Andrew Tate made millions of dollars off of Rumble talk, okay? This is insider information that you do not have access to, okay? So when it comes to cryptocurrency, when it comes to stock markets, in good faith, I, Amer Metwali, cannot even give you any advice on crypto and the stock market, other than you're really better off going to the local casino and betting away your money. Coincidentally, gambling is haram. Now, something you guys out there need to understand about Andrew Tate is that Andrew Tate did not make his money using Hustler University methods, okay? Andrew Tate made his money by selling women on the internet, which is haram. He's making his money by operating casinos and selling alcohol, which is really haram. He has access to insider information, which you guys don't. So stock market, cryptocurrency is a no-go, period, okay? So we're gonna talk about e-commerce, okay? E-commerce, Andrew Tate says you can make your money through private label, drop shipping, and affiliate marketing, okay? Now, drop shipping, a lot of people out there, they promote drop shipping. You know these guys out there who, you know, when you see it on YouTube ads all the time, right? Guys telling you, oh, I was a brokey, I was broke, I wasn't making any money, and now I'm living the drop ship lifestyle, where I drop ship products without owning a product, and I'm living a multi-millionaire life, and so can you. But you just have to like buy my course so I can teach you how to do that. First of all, guys, use your brain. If I have something really, really good, why the hell would I want to create my own competition? Look, I'm a software developer. I have some stuff that if I tell you about will put me out of business. I don't put that stuff out in the open. I do not talk about it because I'm creating my own competition. Why would I want to do that for? Same thing with all these people who tell you, oh, do drop shipping, you know. Why would they want to create their own competition unless there's a monetary value for them? Okay, you guys need to understand, man. Andrew Tate is making his money selling you Hustlers University, okay? That's how he makes his money. The guy who wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad, he made his money through the sales of the book, okay? He wasn't rich before the book. Robert Kiyosaki was not a rich man, okay? He became rich selling you the book on how to become rich, okay? So when it comes to drop shipping, let me tell you how drop shipping works, okay? Drop shipping is, for example, and I did drop shipping, okay? Drop shipping, you don't own anything. So all drop shipping is that you have this mock-up website where you have a flashy website with all these products on it. Of course, you don't own anything. When somebody comes to your website, they order the product from your website, you turn around and you buy the product from an actual distributor who does indeed have the product themselves, and that person ends up shipping the product to your customer. So let me tell you how this works, okay? Because I remember I used to do this 20 years ago and I came to the conclusion it's simply not worth it, okay? So I have a mock website. Somebody comes to my website, they buy a motherboard from me for $100, right? So I'm selling the motherboard for $100, okay? Somebody buys it from my website. Of course, I don't own the motherboard. I don't have the motherboard. You know, it's not hiding under my bed. So when somebody orders a $100 motherboard from me, what I do is that I send the order to a distributor, And that distributor, I actually buy the motherboard from him for $95. And the distributor, they ship out the motherboard to my customer. So I made a $5 profit, okay? Now, you guys watching this probably will say, hey, Amr, you just had $5 profit pretty much without you actually having to do anything. Well, guess what? Customers will find out that you are drop shipping, okay? When they find out that they pretty much paid a premium to go through you, at best, they're not gonna come back to you anymore because you pretty much ripped them off, or they're gonna do a chargeback, and you don't want a chargeback, okay? A chargeback is when the guy who used the credit card calls up his credit card company and says, hey man, these guys ripped me off. Take my money from them, you know? So drop shipping does not work because eventually people who buy from you, they're gonna find out that you're ripping them off. So they're gonna go to the source directly, okay? Nowadays with Amazon, eBay, drop shipping really doesn't work anymore, okay? Drop shipping has been dead for at least a decade now. All these guys out there who are telling you become a drop shipper, these are people who actually own the products and they want you to become one of their marketers, okay? So when you have a drop ship website, you pretty much are a marketer for somebody who owns the product. And at the end of the day, when you buy a product from the distributor and your customer does a chargeback, you are the one who loses out on the money, not the distributor. So all these guys out there who are telling you the dropship lifestyle is the best in the world, A, they're lying to you. B, they just want your money. And C, they want you to effectively be their marketer, okay? Guys, nobody in their right mind will ever create their own competition. At the end of the day, these guys out there who tell you, oh, I got a Lambo, oh, I'm living in a McMansion, oh, I'm jet sitting all over the world because of drop shipping, these are scammers. They simply want your money, period, okay? So the other thing Andrew Tate talks about is a private label. So how a private label works, guys, is very simple, okay? Let's say you go on Alibaba or AliExpress, which is a portal for Chinese manufacturers to sell directly to us American people. So for an example, right? I go on Alibaba, I find somebody who sells socks, and I say, hey man, I want you to make 1,000 socks with the brand name Amr Mitwalli on it, right? I'm selling my own brand name of socks, right? You gotta be popular, okay? For people to buy your private label, you're gonna go in one of two ways, okay? Either you better be a very, very popular established brand like Gymshark. Do you guys think Gymshark actually has superior clothing? No, they don't. They go to Alibaba, they go to AliExpress, just like you and I do. It's just that they have a superior brand. That's why they're able to charge a lot of money. It's because they are an established brand, not because they're okay? So for affiliate, for private stock to work with you, you have to be an established brand to get people to say, hey man, I'm gonna buy your private label rather than buy a no-name brand from Walmart, okay? Now, the other way that a private label can work for you is you make up for it literally with making a couple of cents a profit, okay? I used to work for a Indian company in California. What they would do is that they would buy tens of thousands of dollars of cheap products from India. They'll store it on a warehouse. They sell it on eBay. They sell it on Amazon. And they would literally make like 4 or 5 cents per product. Okay? So the name of the game in this case is you make up for it in value. In volume, that is, meaning the amount of stuff that you get to sell, okay? So when it comes to private label, guys, you have two options. Either you be a popular established brand like Gymshark, where people would pay a premium to buy your brand, or you'd have the capital to buy tens of thousands of dollars of cheap products, store them in a warehouse somewhere, and then just go to the post office like 27 times a day, shipping out these products and making like 4 or 5 cents per product. So the vast majority of you guys out there who are interested in Hustlers University, private label is not gonna work for you, okay? Now, the last thing that Andrew Tate talks about is affiliate marketing. Now, I'm an Amazon affiliate, okay? For those of you who don't know how affiliate marketing works, I'm gonna give you an example, okay? I'm gonna put my Amazon affiliate link in the description, right? So if you guys click on my Amazon affiliate link, you go to Amazon, you buy the product I have in the link, well, guess what? I'm gonna earn commission from that, okay? So when it comes to being an affiliate marketer, you have to have two things. Number one, you have to have a high volume of people who are watching you or people who are on your email list, okay? You just can't have a couple of people on your Facebook post buying products through your Amazon affiliate. You guys have to remember, an Amazon affiliate maybe makes like 5% at the most. So let's say you sell $100 worth of products to your friend. You're gonna get maybe $5 out of it if you're lucky before tax. So for you to make a living off of affiliate marketing, you need to have a whole lot of people who are watching your videos, visiting your website, on your email list. That's number one. Number two, these people need to be willing to buy from your affiliate link. Let's keep it 100. A lot of people out there, they don't like buying through affiliate links. It's not because they're gonna pay more, okay? When you buy through somebody's affiliate link, you're not gonna pay more for the product. It's just that people don't wanna give you the commission. It's like, why would I wanna give this guy commission for sending me a link to the product? I don't wanna do that. I'll just go on Amazon, look up the product myself, you know? So when it comes to affiliate marketing, guys, you have to have access to a whole lot of people. I'm talking about thousands and thousands of people who can see your affiliate link. And equally as important, these have got to be people who will actually click on the link and buy from your link. Because again, a lot of people out there, they don't want to buy from somebody else's affiliate link, okay? So the last thing Andrew Tate talks about in Hustlers University is freelancing or copywriting, okay? Freelancing, for those of you who don't know, is pretty much going on a website like Upwork.com, okay? I'm just giving you an example. Guys, I've been hiring people off of Upwork back when it was known as Odesk.com. So pretty much being a freelancer means you go on Upwork.com or other freelancing websites. Maybe you'll go to Fiverr.com and then you would bid on work. It all depends. What can you do, man? You know, are you a lawyer? You know, are you able to charge people a couple of $100 an hour? Or are you some kid who can proofread a document to make sure there's no spelling mistakes in there, okay? So when it comes to freelancing, guys, you gotta be really, 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 really good at something that other people cannot compete with you at, okay? Let's say you are an app developer, okay? If you are an app developer, okay, you can make money if you are an app developer, okay? But if you're just gonna proofread a document, you're gonna be a copywriter. You know, Andrew Tate talks about being a copywriter. A copywriter is pretty much, let me give you an example of what a copywriter is. Let's say I have a blog, okay? I have a blog. I have a blog and I want content for my blog. I want somebody to write a to write an article. Let's say I have a website about traveling, right? I have a website about traveling. Well, I need somebody to write me an article about, oh, I don't know, Vietnam or Cambodia, or I don't know, going to the Black Church in Brasov, Romania, right? So a copywriter is somebody who will write an article for my blog, just to give you an example, okay? Now you have to keep in mind, thanks to AI, ChatGPT, and the fact that there are Indian people out there willing to work for a couple dollars an hour, for the vast majority of you guys out there who have absolutely, positively, without a doubt, no skill set of value, being a freelancer, you're only gonna be making a couple dollars an hour, period, okay? So this is why I am telling you guys out there, the vast majority of you guys out there who are interested in Hustlers University, you're better off driving Uber, delivering DoorDash, because at least you will make at least, you know, $15-$20 an hour, and that's, you know, that's not you going out there actively putting in work. You guys have to understand, everything in Hustlers University, you're gonna have to put in the work. If you're doing crypto, if you're doing stock market, you will have to be actively on the computer on multiple devices a day. You're pretty much gonna be a day trader if you do stocks and you do cryptocurrency. You're not gonna enjoy life, okay? You're not gonna be at the beach like me right now. You're gonna be sitting on a desk, multiple devices, looking over hundreds of different stocks, hundreds of different cryptocurrencies on the internet, okay? That's number one. Number two, when it comes to e-commerce, okay, when it comes to like drop shipping, you've got to create a website from the ground up. You have to have an accountant, you have to have a credit processor. This is not easy stuff to do, okay? Creating a website from scratch is not easy to do for some kid, okay? Private label, again, private label, you either have to be a popular established brand, or you have to be willing to make literally cents on a, you know, couple of cents profit on a product sold, and you need a shitload of capital to buy the products, and you need to be able to store them at a warehouse, okay? So everything Andrew Tate talks about, guys, you're gonna have to put a shitload of time and or money. And there is no guarantee you're gonna be successful, okay? Even if you go on Upwork.com, there's no guarantee you're gonna be hired, you know? When I post a job, I get dozens of people all wanting the job, you know. Some people say, hey, I'll charge you $5 an hour. Some people will say, I will charge you $100 an hour. So the chance, and the thing is, you have to keep in mind, okay? On Upwork, for example, I don't provide my services on Upwork. I contract to people on Upwork, okay? So when I contract up on Upwork, I'm not looking for a price. I'm not looking for the guy who's gonna charge me a couple of dollars, you know? It depends, okay? If I'm looking for somebody to create a freaking logo for me or an icon, yeah, I'll pay you like $15-$20. I don't care, even if you give me a shitty product, you know, $15-$20, I don't care. But when it comes to developing an app, I'm not gonna pay you $5 an hour because I know that's shit work, okay? So again, when it comes to somebody who's new, who's establishing themselves on Upwork or another freelancing website, it all comes down to what type of skill set are you offering. If you are going to be doing copywriting, you're gonna be doing icon, logo design, hey buddy, you have literally hundreds of thousands of Indian people and AI that you are competing with. So good luck on that. And not to mention that when you're starting out on Upwork or other freelancing websites, you actually have to be on the computer looking at jobs, okay? You have to remember, unless you are like somebody who is already established on freelancing websites, they're not gonna send you a job on freelancing websites. So if you're some kid starting out, I can design a logo for $5 an hour. Well, guess what? They're not gonna send you a job. You have to be on the computer searching and submitting for jobs, writing cover letters like, why should somebody hire you, okay? So this is why I am telling you guys out there, the vast majority of you guys out there interested in Hustler University, you're better off working a minimum wage job, you're better off delivering pizza than using Hustler University. And again, for $50 a month, nobody's gonna go poor joining Hustlers University. So I would advise you, go look at Hustler University, guys. I guarantee you, what I'm telling you, you'll find in Hustler University, okay? So go join Hustler University, okay? That way you know what I'm saying is true. So the bottom line here, for those of you guys who genuinely believe you're gonna join Hustler University and you're gonna become a multimillionaire, you're gonna ride around in a Bugatti, you're gonna have the most beautiful woman in the world as part of your rotation, guys, Hustler University will not work for you unless you have insider information, unless you have a huge following of people already dedicated to you, or you have a established brand, or you have a very, very valuable skill set. And if you have any of the four things I mentioned, you would not be wasting your time with Hustler University to begin with, because you'd already be making money. So at the end of the day, guys, if you are a brokey, you have no skill set, you live with your mama, I just want you to understand that the chances of you becoming super, super rich is next to nothing, to the point where, again, you're better off working a minimum wage job, you're better off doing DoorDash, you know? Because if you're working a minimum wage job, especially in the West, hey man, what's the minimum wage in the West? $10 an hour? You're gonna make $10 an hour just flipping burgers at Popeyes. That's guaranteed money, okay? If you deliver pizza, you know, you can go sit on a, you can go sit at a parking lot knowing full well DoorDash is, or Uber is gonna send you an order. But when it comes to anything in Hustler University, there is absolutely, positively, without a guarantee that none of this stuff will ever work for you. There is no guarantee that you will make a cent off of Hustlers University. And again, guys, I cannot stress this enough. A lot of this stuff in Hustler University out there, you have to put in a shit load of work. Imagine putting 50, 60 hours a week designing a logo where you're gonna make, you know, $30-$40, you know. You're better off working at Popeyes making $10 an hour rather than making $20 off a logo that's gonna take you 10 hours to make. So you guys out there need to understand that, hey, if I put in 100 hours of work and I only make $100, this is a bad deal. So at the end of the day, you guys either have to use your brain, okay? If you're living in the West, you're gonna make $10 an hour with DoorDash or $10 an hour with McDonald's flipping burger, but you're putting in 40. Sorry about that, guys. The high tide was coming in, the wind was picking up, and the wave overtook me. You guys are probably wondering why my phone is still working. It's because I have a waterproof protective case around it. So I pretty much said everything I wanted to say in this video, guys. And again, like I said, I'm not telling you to not buy Hustlers University. In fact, I actually want you to buy Hustlers University because, again, if you're a brokey living with your mama, you ain't got no valuable skill set, you're gonna learn the hard way through experience that spending 50, 60, maybe 100 hours a month trying your side hustle, you know, making money, hopefully getting rich off of these get-rich-quick schemes that Andrew Tate talks about, you're gonna learn that you're really better off with a minimum wage job or delivering pizza. So at the end of the day, guys, I don't want anybody here to be under the illusion that you're gonna make it big because of Hustlers University. Again, you either have to be somebody out there who is well established, or you have a product that has high volume of traffic to it. In which case, if you did, you wouldn't even be watching this video because you'd be making your own money. And if anything, you'd probably be laughing at Hustlers University, just like a lot of people out there who actually know how to make money. They don't need no get-rich-quick scheme. Otherwise, you would have bought, you know, just about everything from YouTube. You guys remember that guy? What's his name? The real estate guy who claimed if you bought his course, you'd automatically become a real estate millionaire. That guy became a millionaire just selling you get-rich-quick scheme courses, not actually owning any property or doing anything himself. And another thing you guys need to understand about, man, is that Andrew Tate is a CIA asset, okay? Andrew Tate brags about his father being one of the top CIA assets in the world, you know? Fresh and fit, Myron Gaines, you know, Myron, he claims all the time that he is a Fed, and yet surprisingly, this Fed and the son of a CIA asset, they end up becoming the most popular Manosphere content creators in the world. And if you guys think that these people are the enemies of the Matrix, I have a bridge in Key West that I would like to sell to you. So, ending this video, guys, is that I'm gonna show you the power of affiliate marketing, okay? Now, I'm actually gonna leave my affiliate link for you in the bottom. Yes, yes, you knew this was gonna happen. All right, guys, see this? Right guard? This is actually the best deodorant I've ever had. First of all, it doesn't leave stains. Secondly, guys, 72-hour odor protection. It's clear, okay? It only costs like, I don't know, a couple of dollars for like a 3 or a 4 pack. So I'm gonna leave the link to this product in the description. I'm also going to leave the link to the iPhone protector case I have also in the bottom. This is why when the wave overtook me a couple of minutes ago, my phone is still working. This is an iPhone SE second generation. I'm a software developer, guys. So the reason why I buy the second generation small iPhone SE, it's for two reasons. Reason number one, this probably has the smallest screen of any phone out there in the market. Number two, it's not exactly the most powerful phone. So if my websites, my apps work and look good on the iPhone SE, then they will look and operate amazing on bigger phones. So for all of you guys out there who want to become developers, whether it's a web app or whether it is a what you may call it, a mobile app, get yourself like the smallest, cheapest phone out in the market, because if your app, your web app or your mobile app looks and operates good on that phone, it will look and operate good, God willing, of course, on superior mobile phones, okay? So the bottom line, guys, that I want to tell everybody here, and I've said this many times over and I'm gonna say it again, get rich quick schemes don't work unless A, you have insider information when it comes to stocks and cryptocurrencies, B, you have high volume traffic coming to your e-commerce website, or C, you are a freelancer who has very, very valuable skill set, okay? Now, another thing for you guys out there to consider is Fiverr, you know, where they sell products for like $5, $10. Like, I'll make you a quick logo for like $5. You can go on Fiverr and try your luck over there, but that marketplace is saturated. And again, a lot of these marketplaces, guys, they're not gonna feature you, they're not gonna send you work unless you have many, many reviews, positive reviews, okay? So you guys out there who are gonna be starting in the freelancing industry, and again, assuming you don't have anything really, really valuable, and again, if you actually had a valuable skill set, you wouldn't even be watching this video to begin with. You'll be making money in your respective career. So you guys out there who are going to be starting freelancing, you are already competing against Indians and AI that can do what you do cheaper, better, and quicker than you. If you are getting into e-commerce, dropshipping died decades ago. This is why a lot of people out there, they tell you, oh man, buy my dropship course, man, you become a multi-millionaire, man. They know dropshipping is dead, so they're selling you a dead product because they're no longer making money off of it, okay? This is what you guys need to understand about all these guys on YouTube who try to sell you something. They know they're selling you a dud. You guys remember Liver King? He was selling you like liver food so you can be like him. Well, guess what? The guy was spending like $10,000-$11,000 a month on steroids and human growth hormones, right? So at the end of the day, guys, you need to understand, man, anybody who comes on to you with a get rich quick scheme or get buff quick scheme and they want money from you, 100%, not 99%, 100%, they're selling you a scam and they just want your money. That's just how it is, guys. And again, if you guys find this video to be of any value, the link at the bottom for this magnificent deodorant, and again, it only costs like $4 or $5 and you get like 3 in a pack. And like I said, if you buy through an affiliate link, you're not gonna pay a cent more than paying through Amazon by looking for the product directly. So that's my video for you guys. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Take care of yourselves. Peace.